The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And that's just what we're going to do. We're going to do that with you leading the way, of course, with your phone calls, selecting the subjects that you would like to speak about, and we will cover those. Just want to call in and say hi, we'll do that. Just want to call in and ask a question, we'll do our best to find an answer. You want to make a comment, tell a story? That's why we're here. We're here to kind of give you an escape from all the stuff in the news all week, and just kind of, you know, give you a good start to your weekend, and we hope we can do that with some fun stuff and some entertaining stuff. But I've got a lot of inquiries about Robin's health after we announced last week that she had gone into the hospital. So let me do that real quick. She is out of intensive care, breathing on her own, still has not recovered. Of course, she had a very severe case of pneumonia, so she's... She's being treated. She's not comfortable. I don't think I'd be comfortable if I had to spend, you know, 12 days in a hospital bed, but she's not that comfortable. She's talking, communicating, a little bit restless. She's got some other things going on that they're working on and trying to get her 100% reset, and that's how we're looking at it now, that this is a reset with her health. You know, she's not been well for many months, almost May of 2024. So, you know, we're looking at 10 months, and you know, we just want her back with us. We just want her back with her voice. Is, I mean, she knows what's going on. She figures out what's going on. She just can't communicate as well as she would like to, as far as her voice is concerned. So I did speak with her last night about 9 o'clock, and we keep constant tabs on her. The folks at Anne Arundel Hospital are tremendous as far as putting things, as far as like results of labs and blood tests and things like that on what they call the portal, the doctor's reports. And Brian is constantly getting alerts from the portal, whether there's been a blood test or, you know, a CAT scan or, you know, a nurse's report, a doctor's report. So, you know, we're up to date on her health just about as much as anybody. And we really appreciate that they do that so that we can see exactly what's going on. So it's not like we have to call and talk to somebody, you know, all the time. I check in when I'm there visiting, of course, and I also check in once like 9 o'clock at night, and you know, try and see how she's doing after the end of a long day. So she's getting, you know, family's visiting, a couple friends have visited, and we're just praying and hoping for the best. And I think she's making a lot of progress. So, you know, Their goal is to get her up and walking and moving and that type of thing. And so, you know, that's the next step. But as I said, you know, this, and if you're wondering who Robin is, that's my wife. And if you're wondering what she went to the hospital for, she got the flu and developed pneumonia. And it was severe, not only in her lungs, but in her blood. So they've been monitoring everything, and we are just grateful that she's doing much, much better. So that's it. That's the update. And, you know, we appreciate all the well wishes and the texts and the calls and things like that. And, you know, we'll keep folks updated as we get the information. So thank you all for your prayers. Thank you very much for your prayers. I know that is God is good, and he is working in her life to bring about her healing. So we want to give him all the glory and all the credit for that. So our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. As far as my week is concerned, I actually got to wet a line the other day. I just had the idea that before Robin got sick, that I was going to be, I'll put the fishing rods in the car, and every now and then when I'm out on the road, I'll stop by somewhere and dip a line for some perch or whatever it might be, just the light rods, nothing. I'm not going to be going doing any bass fishing or anything like that for right now, but went to Tuckahoe State Park and fished a spillway below the dam and above the dam. Never caught one thing, never got one bite, but I didn't see anybody else catch anything except one fella who was sitting there who was fishing with power bait, and he was catching and releasing the trout that were stocked. And it was very interesting because, these, as far as stocked trout were concerned, these things were maybe 10 inches long. And, it's like catching small white perch. If you want to eat a trout that big, I prefer them a little bit bigger than that. But, he was putting them back, which was probably the right thing to do. So, anyway, the trout were biting, so that's the main thing. The trout stocking continues on till, two and through the opener, which is the last Saturday of March. So there we are. All right, let's see. We've got text here. When you hear that beep beep, let's talk to Claude in Arbutus. Good morning, Claude.
Hey, Alan. Ain't the gun show at the Eastern Firehouse this month?
I have no idea, Claude. I have no idea. I have not been keeping up with the local activities just because I've been overwhelmed with work and Robin and everything else. So,
I got you.
But I appreciate you asking. I think...
Yeah, I've been in the hospital myself. I just got out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Everything all right?
Well, my kidneys are acting up, but, the Lord's got me strong.
That's right. That's right. So.
And I pray for Robin as well.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
But I thought maybe you might have knew the answer.
No, I really haven't paid much of attention, honestly.
I don't understand why.
What's that?
But Galena's having something, right?
Claude?
Yeah, Galena's having something, right?
You're asking me a question. You're making a statement and then asking me a question. I've already answered the question. I've already answered the question. Have a good weekend, buddy. Thank you so much. Okay. 410-WCBM-680. Thank Claude for his prayers. All right. Let's hear from another caller. Aaron, anybody else out there? Let's see. Maybe so. Not right now. All right. There's John B. Good morning, John. Hey, brother. Thank you very much. Appreciate the prayers. So, anyway, fished Tuckahoe a little bit. I was only there maybe half hour, but it was good to, cast a line and get a snag and break off and not feel like retying. So I quit and went home. But it was just nice to get out there and see what the other folks were doing. And so hopefully we'll get some more time to do that. I would like to get into one of the local streams. So there we are. Had a good conversation with a fella yesterday, talking about striped bass. And I will tell you, this fella's been around, very knowledgeable fella. And we talked about J hooks and circle hooks, and we talked about striped bass. And he's got a theory on dead discards. He's got a very interesting theory on dead discards. We started out with talking about the article 20-some years ago that appeared in the Washington Post the day before Rockfish Trophy season opened up about the rockfish being, having scabs and scarred, and they didn't know what it was, and it was, it turned out to be mycobacteriosis, And everybody was frightened that the rockfish were all diseased and they're all going to die and don't touch them. And I don't know if you all remember that article. I remember the charter trips were canceled at the last minute by the scores. I won't say dozens, I won't say hundreds, but I will say scores of people canceled their charter trips because of this article that was written by someone who wasn't a regular contributor to the Washington paper. And there's a backstory there that I won't say on the air because I don't want to get in trouble. But it was let's just put it this way: it was dirty pool. Okay, it was dirty pool, and it affected a lot of people's lives and a lot of charter boats' living because it was intended to do what it did and to hurt the. To hurt the striped bass fishery. Actually, it was intended to save the striped bass fishery, but it went the other way. So, anyway, that was 20-some years. We talked about that. And he said, you know what that was? I said, what? He said, pound netters. I said, what? He said, pound netters. He said, they're out after Alwi, Menhaden, Bunker, whatever you want to call it. And he said, They get them into pound nets, and the rockfish lay on deck, and they kick them back overboard, you know, to clear their nets, and they don't keep them because that's not what they're looking for, and these fish are stressed. They're out of the water. He said the same thing happened the other day when all those fish are up here at Poole's Island. Or not the other day, but last year. He said everybody was talking about floating fish. He said, well, I know for a fact that the pound netters were in there right before that day in all that hot water. And I'm like, okay. So another piece of the puzzle, maybe. But this stated as fact, I took it as opinion, and somewhere in the middle is the truth, I guess. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to Paul in Ellicott City. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Alan.
What can we do for you?
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I like your last line there, because they always say that there's a couple of stories, and the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Yep.
Two sides to every story.
And, always.
The reason I was just calling you is I'm sorry, I get mixed up, and it's hard for me to talk sometimes, but because I kind of get excited. But the first, I guess, I'd start out with is, did you see this video of this little boy? When I say little boy, he's 13 years old. He's up in a lake in Massachusetts, ice fishing in Massachusetts. Have you seen that video?
Ice fishing?
Basically, the title is, This Ain't No Crappy.
I'm not sure if I did.
I got it. I'll send it to you.
Send it to me, because I don't get, may I be honest with you? I do not have time to go online and look for videos. If someone sends me something, I'll watch it. But I don't spend a lot of time doing that because I've got other things that I have to do. Now, for example, yesterday morning, dogs woke me up at 3:30, so I laid here for a little bit, couldn't get back to sleep. Went into the office about 4:30, worked on some ads for the upcoming crab magazine, Marilyn Loves Crabs, and worked on some ads, sent those out to my designer, left here, took a shower, left here, went to the hospital, got to the hospital at 8 o'clock, visited with Robin for a little bit, talked to the nurse, and then headed to work. And got home about, about 6:30 last night. But I had been in Baltimore, Hartford, Cecil County, visiting with some of our sponsors and advertisers, and it was a long day of sales. And then came back last night and sat down at the computer and put in their changes for their advertising. So that's a typical day for me. So to sit down and spend time. What's that?
So you can get a lot of the stuff I'm talking about done in your free time then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I spend so much time on social media, you know, exactly. Yeah, I can't.
I'll send this, but you're going to absolutely love it, because what he drags through that hole
All right.
What he drags through that hole is a 7 a seven and a quarter pound largemouth bass. They were looking for trout, some sort of whatever.
Yeah.
The trout in the lake. And this kid, he had a 4 pound. He was using 4 pound monofilament when it looked like just a short rod with a short spinning reel.
Ice fishing rod.
He worked that. That thing took it when it took the bait. He was messing around with it, and it took it finally. It must have, he said, it must have taken it like a football field. And then he slowly worked this thing back up. And when he pulls this thing out of the hole, I thought it might be like an artificial intelligence. When I first seen it, I thought, no, that's not possible. When you end up seeing it, the video is only about, I think, about a minute and a half or 2 minutes. You were just going to say, and that kid, 13, I say, can you imagine what you feel like at 13 when they, and of course they had this little scale, I've seen it, you probably have one of those electronic, they sell like an electronic scale now, handheld, and they weighed it, and that kid was laughing like hysterically, and just like he couldn't believe it. he let it go. He kissed it. He kissed it, and then he let it go back into the hole.
Nice, nice. Way to go.
I couldn't believe it. I didn't know if they were going to keep it, maybe, in taxidermy. Say, hey, I want that on my wall.
Oh, sure. Well, they can. They still can. It's very interesting with taxidermy now, especially fish. You know, there are a lot of, there are hundreds around Maryland of striped bass that have been, caught and then, some have been turned loose, some of them have been caught and eaten, and others have been, taxidermied. But a buddy of mine used to do that. He would mold, he had hundreds of molds of different sized striped bass, and you would say, hey, it was George McGinnity, and I would,
I see, and then just say that's yours.
Well, it's a fiberglass reproduction. You say, George, I caught a 20, I caught a 34-inch striped bass. Could you put one together for me? And they'll do it rather than use a skin mount. You know, I have two fish mounted in my house. One of them my dad caught was a coho salmon out of Lake Ontario, and the other one is a largemouth bass, 8 pound, 4 ounce largemouth bass that I caught in Florida. Those are the only two.
How big was the coho?
Oh, the coho was maybe, I don't know, 2 feet long, something like that.
That's
a beautiful
fish.
Oh, it was a gorgeous fish. So, yeah.
By the way, that was a Massachusetts Lake State record.
Oh, wow.
A Massachusetts State record.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing it, Paul. Send it to me. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks. It's always a great show. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Stopped by Clyde's the other day. It was, what day was I up there? Thursday, maybe. Wednesday or Thursday. But the Let's Go Fishing sale kicked off on Friday. So it's brand new. Start for 10 days. March 14th was Friday through Sunday, March 23rd, 10 days. It's a store-wide sale with fishing rods and reels and combos and all fishing tackle 10% off. Now, that excludes bait and licenses, of course, but it's a Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale. Here's the thing. Take your fishing reels in there. Get them filled up with fresh fishing line at half price. That's right. Starting at only 1.5 cents per yard, you can bring your empty spools and have Clyde's install new line. Doesn't include braid or Power Pro or any of that stuff, but, Berkeley, Stren, Shakespeare, they're all good premium monofilaments, and you can get your reel filled up with brand-new, fresh, spanky, fresh fishing line. Shakespeare, Ugly Stick, Fluger, Rods and Reels, Penn Spinning Reels are all on sale, the Battle 3 Series. The Fluger Spinning Reels are also on sale featuring the President Series, which is a reel I use. It's a really nice reel, the President. And kids' combos and all rod and reel combos are on sale. And don't forget, there's an Ugly Stick Weightlifting Contest. An Ugly Stick Weightlifting Contest. They had that ready for to go when I was in there, and they were excited about that. So stop in and lift the weight and make your guess and win. I don't know what you're going to win, but, you're going to win if you hit the right weight. And don't forget, the complete line of St. Croix rods are available at Clyde Sports Shop. St. Croix, one of the best fishing rods on the market for the money, no question. live and frozen bait and minnows, licenses, terminal tackle, everything for striped bass, panfish, and trout. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Baltimore, Maryland, 21227. That phone number, 410-242-6108. They're just off Beltway exit number 9 at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. ClydeSportsShop.com. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Been around since 1957. Open 7 days a week. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop. Take advantage of the Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale. You will be glad you did. Now, the beautiful gas fireplace insert, that wonderful Enviro EX35, is just cooking away here this morning. Got it set a little bit low and just kind of taking the chill off the room. I'm sitting here watching the flames, and it's very beautiful. Do you have a fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too. Just a hole in the wall, sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, why did we visit Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? Because we knew we wanted a gas fireplace insert to replace this this old brick fireplace. You know, building a wall type of deal. And we visited one place here and one place here and went all around the region, finally landed on Hearth America. And guess what? With the knowledge, the service, the friendly attitude, and the price, we selected Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and it's been a great relationship ever since. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency and other top brands. They have freestanding wood and pellet stoves in a lot of varieties and sizes. If you know you're heating the garage or if you're heating the pole barn, you can make sure they got enough juice for you right there on their freestanding wood and pellet stoves. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for next year when the weather gets cold again. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. That's on Route 50, right there at exit 44B. You'll see it on Route 50. Look for all the furniture and sheds and all that stuff in Backyard Billy's backyard. You'll know you're close. Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, that's the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
went a-courtin' and he did ride, uh-huh. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, uh-huh. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride a sword and a pistol by his side, uh-huh. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, uh-huh.
Let me in.
He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, uh-huh. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door and he hit it so hard that he made it roar, uh-huh. Then Miss Mousey let him in, uh-huh.
Come in, Mr. Froggy.
Then Miss Mousey let him in, uh-huh. Then Miss Mousey let him in, and the way they courted it was a sin, uh-huh. He took Miss Mousey right on his knee, uh-huh. Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, uh-huh. Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, and he says, Miss Mousey, would you marry me, uh-huh. Miss Mousey says, I don't know about that, uh-huh. Miss Mousey says, I don't know about that, uh-huh. Miss Mousey says, I
don't know about that, but believe to my soul, you have to ask Uncle Rat, uh-huh.
The old rat laughed as he gave away.
All right. Enough of Froggy and the Mouse. So, sounds a little odd to me, but if that's what floats your boat, well, that's what floats your boat. 410 WCVM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Glad to talk to you and about anything you want to talk about. Thank you for Clay. Appreciate the nice text, and John B. as well. So I'll tell you, been interesting, very interesting. I went to see Bobby at MilSpec over there at Superior Truck Linings. You just heard the commercial for that, and they do a fantastic job. MilSpec stands for Military Specifications. That's the truck bed liner people. So if you ever need, to have anything coated, they do more than truck beds, of course. Anything that you need a protective coating on, so they can do that. All right, what, who's that? We got another. Yep. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. The I was reading with interest the fishing report from DNR this week. I'm going to try and find it here a little bit because I did I took a screenshot of it. I thought it was interesting. Yeah, here it is. Anglers are enjoying catch and release fishing with the influx of striped bass heading up the bay towards the spawning rivers. Most anglers are exploring the deep edges of the main channel, looking for schools of menhaden and striped bass. Anglers are interested in targeting the largest female striped bass, so they're jigging with large soft plastic jigs of 10 inches or more. Remember to handle the striped bass as carefully as possible, take any pictures quickly, and be sure to cradle the fish horizontally to support their internal organs and egg burden. And then DNR offers website information on responsible catch and release techniques with striped bass. Patuxent and Nanticoke rivers are closed. The targeting of striped bass, since they are spawning rivers, so no catch and release of striped bass is permitted. The Potomac River main stem is open to catch and release from January 1st through May 15th. However, please note that the tributaries on the Maryland side of the Potomac are closed. Blue catfish are ready and willing to entertain anglers this month, and on it goes about that. But I thought it was interesting that DNR puts out his about this a positive thing on catch and release on striped bass after our conversation about striped bass. And it wasn't, you know, it's not the same people, but interesting. interesting that they're touting that catch and release. So apparently there's not that big of a concern about striped bass since they haven't changed anything, but, you know, we'll see. I guess it's all about recruitment. It's all about the Young of the Year survey. Those fish are going to come in here and spawn, so why not capitalize on them? Matt in Pasadena. Good morning, Matt. How are you? Matt, hello?
Hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, just heading out. Y'all perch fishing.
Good. Good luck.
Yep.
Have you had some good luck?
Oh, we have.
Good. Good. And they're still there? Wherever you're fishing, they're still there?
Yeah, we caught them off Thursday, so trying again.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you: when you started that, you were focusing on the big females, right? And have the were there any males showing up yet?
So Thursday, I caught two males.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm gonna guess you're gonna catch more males today than females.
Yeah, probably.
So yeah, they're slowly getting
a couple white perch show up also.
Yeah, they're slowly getting out of there. I talked about that the other day with somebody who fishes up on the Susquehanna, and they said, you know, they're not gone, but they're not as plentiful as they were. And I'm sure maybe Lee will confirm that, but we'll see. But yeah, the white perch are starting to move in now, so I'm glad to hear that.
Good to hear about Miss Robin also.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, she's in a far better place than she was, you know, a week ago. She really is. So, getting
all
her.
Right, well,
all right.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Good luck to you.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Matt. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Welcome your phone calls. Talk about anything you want to talk about. Are you geared up for fishing? Do you need some new fishing line? You know, I'm thinking about re-spooling a couple reels myself and talking to my bass fishing buddy. He's always keeping me on the alert for when we can get out and do a day. And I haven't talked to my turkey hunting guy yet, so. But the good news is, I think it was during the primitive season, the little property I hunt in Queen Anne's County, heard my first turkey gobble ever. Now, it's usually an evening hunt for me, but a lot of times I'll slip out there in the morning during deer season. And this primitive season, I happened to be there at, you know, before daylight, and I'm sitting in the stand, and all of a sudden I hear a gobble, and I hear a couple soft yelps, and I hear another gobble, and I'm like, this is brand new for me. So whether they'll stay there, whether they'll stay on that property to do their breeding thing or not, I don't know. Let's talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you? Hello, Dale.
Alan?
Go ahead, Dale.
Alan.
Yeah, buddy.
First and foremost, glad to hear that Robin is improving.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, the boss and I, I've been talking to the man upstairs. So.
I appreciate that, buddy. I really do.
So, curious as to whether the circle hook thing had been resolved.
According to, well, Mike, you heard him as much as we did. The thing is being resolved. But one of the fellows I was talking to the other day said, you know, there should be. Oh my goodness! Hold on. There shouldn't have even been a question. And I said, "Why is that?" He said, "Years ago, when he was on the sport fish committee, his rule was if the hook gap is under a half inch, it doesn't need to be a circle hook." Had you ever heard that before?
No, that's interesting.
Yeah, he said they don't even know they don't even know their own rules. He said that was my suggestion, and I'm like, really? He said, yeah, it's the law, and I'm like, okay, well, that's something for me to look at. But that was yesterday. I couldn't haven't had a chance to do
it. Yeah, if it was codified, Alan.
Yeah, if it was codified, what's the question?
Yeah, what's the?
So, but yeah, he said I had that put in at, you know, some years ago.
Yeah, because the last I heard that Eric was, you know, said around the 15th of March.
Right. That's...
The department would come out with something.
Well, then I'm sure they'll come out early about the end of March with it then.
Yeah, okay. So. After the season's over with. So,
yeah, of course.
Alan, yeah. The other thing is interesting, your comments about the pound nets.
Had you ever heard that before, considered that before, Gail? I mean, you've been out there a million years.
Well, I pounded that in the Upper Bay with commercial people.
Yeah.
From 79 to 2003.
Okay.
Alan, they were very mindful about getting the striped bass back in the water.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure we had some dead discards then, but very, very little.
Right.
The striped bass really weren't there that long. And I'm curious, too, the gentleman referring to the, you know, pounding around Poole's Island. I don't know what the number of pounders are today, but I would bet they're not very many. Alan, that's a very, very labor-intensive fishery.
No question.
I mean, you've got to have poles and people.
Oh, yeah.
It's not it's just a dying art. Now, there's still pound nets around, I'm sure. But not to the number there used to be. Alan, I saw a map many years ago of licensed pound net stands in the flats. There were over 100.
Wow, that's a lot of pound nets, man.
That's a lot of pound nets.
That's
now,
a lot
again,
of
they all weren't fished at one time, but those were the licensed sites. So
right.
But I've got now a lot of activity has shift to fight nets because they're much easier to fish. They're not near as labor intensive.
Right.
But you certainly don't fish those in the deep water like you would a pound net.
Right. Right. Well, the point was that the fish are all jammed together. They're all crowded together. They bring them all up on deck, and you know they're after one species, and everything else gets basically manhandled overboard.
Well, the pound netters that I worked with, Alan, what they do is they will get inside the what they would call the crib, and they would purse everything towards one edge, and then they would dip out the fish one dip at a time and go through them, cull them, keep
right.
the fish they want to keep, and
right.
the others would go back overboard immediately.
And see, I don't know what this fellow's pick was with pound netters, if he even had one, or if he was just saying what he's observed. So, I don't know.
And particularly in the spring, the water's cold.
Yeah.
And the conditions are much better. So now, later on in the summer, of course, it's the water temperature will become more critical.
Right. But, and that was one of his keys about all the dead discards that people were seeing floating last year.
Again, that could be a possibility, but again, my experience with the pound netters was not that.
I got you. Well, that's fine. I mean, like I said, that was his truth. So, his opinion and the truth is somewhere in the middle, so. But I'm throwing it out there because it was brought up as a possibility.
Yeah, I would be curious as to the number of actual licensed pound netters today.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an interesting question.
It would. It certainly would.
I just don't think there's very many. Again, because of the labor intensity involved.
Right. I got you. So. Yes, sir. Well, are you headed up to the Happy Fishing Grounds here soon?
A couple weeks.
Really?
Things will. I'm sure there's a lot of perch anglers up in there right now.
No doubt.
Yeah.
You were telling me that
if you're available.
Oh,
let me know.
I would love to. I would love to do that.
Okay.
We just got to take it a day at a time
very,
here.
Very right. best to the boss.
I will. I will do that.
Tell her. Hope to hear on the radio soon.
You and I both. Thank you, Dale.
Are you up for yes time this week?
I might.
Give me a call if you have a chance.
I will.
Things look favorable. Give me a shout.
All right. I'll do that.
Thank you, sir.
So, yep. I've been altering my days with the visits to the hospital. Some
right.
days I go in the morning. Some days I go in the evening. And just depends on the work schedule and everything else as far as what she's going to be doing. So.
Understand.
All right.
If there was cloning available, I'm sure you'd take advantage of it.
Yes, I would have about six of me out there.
Yes, and that might not be enough.
Oh well, you can't do more than that. So, all right,
well,
man,
you can
I appreciate
do what you
it.
Can do.
I got it. Thanks, Dale.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
You be safe.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let me tell you about our friends at Spurry's tire service. Now, look, y'all need to go in there. When you stop by, just say hi to Brent and Mike and those fellas and tell them how much you like hearing about them on the radio, because they are a favored business right here in Easton, Spurry's Tire Service, right there on the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50, about two blocks. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, and they'll do any other tire that you need, Michelin's and whatever. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck. You know, I've heard from people who have had Corvettes, and if you pull into the parking lot, you'll see anything from a tri-axle to a flatbed to a Mini Cooper to a, you know, F-250 or whatever. But you know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. You're starting to see some farm machinery show up on the roads. I saw some monster the other day on 50 that had giant tires that had like 10 tires on it. I'm like, well, there's a good customer for Spurry's. But they do have a farm service truck that they'll go from farm to farm, take care of the farmers in the area. If you got a garden tractor, they'll pay just as much attention to that as they will to the biggest piece of farm machinery. So if you own any kind of a trailer, a boat trailer, a landscape trailer, even a little utility trailer, single axle, double, that doesn't matter. Or if you own an ATV, Spurry's has the tires, side-by-side or four-wheeler. Spurry's offers tire repair, sometimes on the spot, and full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that wrench or that check engine light comes on or any other light on your dashboard, they'll analyze it. They've got the equipment. Their 24-hour truck service and more, that's kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. They'll come out, look at your car, tell you what you need, and change them up, or give them a call for an appointment. 410-822-7384, Spurry's Tire Service, 410-822-7384, spurriestire.com is the website. And that phone number again, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Remember, tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Hey, you know what? It's time for me to tell you one more time about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Yeah, you know, it's getting a little cold out here this evening, or, you know, last night, and we just wanted to let you know that Hearth America at Backyard Billy's has supplied our family, Robin and me, with an EX35 gas fireplace insert. Now, why did we pick them? We'd shopped for several months looking for the right spot, the right unit, the right people, and Hearth America filled that bill with their service. You know, they took charge of the installation, everything from the stonework to the chimney to the hearth to the installation of the fireplace insert, the connection to the gas line and everything else. They did all that. And we have enjoyed, I just got a reminder on my phone the other day, it was 6 years ago, that we put this this room together. So we've been enjoying it ever since. So you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, or you can see the lineup of freestanding wood stoves and pellet stoves if you have a space to heat. If you want to use it for your primary heat in a, you know, in a garage or shed or something like that, or if you want to, you know, use it as supplemental heat just in case you happen to have an emergency at your house, or great, great heat. So why not? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is Graysonville. Stop by the showroom. They're open 7 days a week. You'll be ready. When it gets cold, you know, maybe not anymore this year, but certainly by next fall. BackyardBillys.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, let's talk to Chris in West Virginia. Morning, Chris. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Hope you're doing good. Glad to hear you're
right.
Doing better.
Yeah, me too. It was very tense couple of weeks, I can tell you that.
I'm sure.
Tense and intense. So, yeah.
Yep.
And not just for me. I mean,
as always, buddy.
I appreciate that, man.
I'm
really
curious about something.
Okay.
Of course, I don't fish rockfish out here.
Right.
Never really got into it. I know my brother goes a couple times a year with some of his friends on charters.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a study on the effects of catch and release on fish?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mostly the effects of circle hook catch and release. Rudy Lukakovich has been on the air talking about that. He did this study years ago on the flats with the big spawning fish that are up there now. We've actually published it somewhere, and I've got that study. But they, you know, it was a controlled situation where they would bring the fish on board. They would set it in a tank, you know, on shore, or maybe even, I can't even remember. They might have been, they might have even been in the water to study the effect of fish that were hooked deep and fish that were hooked, you know, in the mouth with circle hooks, and had a lot to do with water temperature, survivability, and how the fish were hooked. And they actually did that survey years ago. On the Susquehanna Flats. Maybe get Rudy to call in one of these days and talk about it a little bit more when, since we're talking about these catch-and-release fish. So, Mike,
do you recall any of the findings?
Yeah, the findings were the colder the water, the higher the survivability, and, you know, fish that are not hooked, that don't swallow the hook, are far more able to survive than those that do. I mean, you know, I'm sure
now,
there's some...
I've always heard that if a fish swallows the hook, the best thing to do is just cut the line.
Cut the line, yep. I've heard that, too.
That supposedly they'll just digest it and pass it out.
I've heard that.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know how true that is with today's stainless steel hooks and things like that. I think they take a little while longer to digest than the old bronze... You know, the old bronze-coated hooks the Eagle Claws and that kind of stuff, because there's some pretty heavy-duty stainless steel hardware out there right now. So I don't know the answer to that one.
I'm not. I go out trout fishing once in a while, a couple times, and try to catch a couple trout so I can have dinner. And you know,
Sure. So
I do it as some people are, but, I'm just curious about that.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it was all single hook stuff. There was no treble hook, and it was it was all done very scientifically. But let me give you a little tip about trout. How do you cook them, real quick? How do you cook them?
I cook them several different ways. I've grilled them. I've pan fried them. I've wrapped them in aluminum foil.
Okay.
I found the best way: wrap them in aluminum foil with some lemon pepper seasoning and some lemon, and cook them like that in the oven.
And butter. I hope you put butter in there.
Yes, and butter.
All right, when you're pan frying
them. I don't skin them.
Right.
I don't even scale them.
Really? You like them crunchy. Yeah. Okay. We would scale them.
I just peel the skin off.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly. Well, when you pan fry them, you want to add a little flavor to them. My old friend down in New Jersey used to fill that cavity with mayonnaise before he pan fried them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, give that a shot. And the flavor was absolutely delicious.
I stumbled on a recipe. If you like fish, I had some tuna steaks.
Right.
I put them in a frying pan with chopped up beets,
ooh,
Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and cabbage.
Ooh.
In a pan with olive oil and lemon pepper. And
ooh,
I cooked it all together with lemon pepper seasoning.
Ooh.
I tell you what, it was delicious.
That sounds delicious. Now I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. Have a good one, Alan.
Hey,
nice
listen.
Weekend.
If
hey
you get it, if yeah, I will. Hey, Teddy. If you get a tuna steak and you do it on the grill, if you have some left over, make tuna salad out of it. Grilled tuna salad is the best.
I'll give that a shot too, brother.
All right, man. See ya. Thanks, Chris. There we are, first hour of the show. I think we have some guests coming on next hour, so stay tuned and see what happens. So, right now it's time to say get out, stay out, stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll see you after the news.